Yeah, we're ready to go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stab. How are you? Yes, welcome. Welcome. Tonight we are broadcasting live on Facebook Live. We've never done, well, we've done iterations of it, but we're going to try it tonight. And there's people already asking, there's people that I owe money already on Facebook. John Ross, please pay me the money you owe me for supporting your failed club in Chico. That comes from Comedy Central's Brendan Lynch. You motherfucker. Anyway, this is our season finale for season four. How many episodes have we done, Jesse? How many total have we done?
Like 105?
Okay, so 105. This is the end of season three.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? 34, 30... 30-ish per
season? I mean,
if you
want to be generous and average them out, then yeah, it's a pretty impressive number. But technically, so, season three will be like six episodes.
Yeah, we've only done... This is the sixth show we've done in 2017.
Yeah. We're going to do more shows in the next month.
Correct.
Than we've done all the rest of this
last
year.
That is correct.
So.
After this show, we will be doing Luna's. We'll be back at Luna's Cafe every first and third Wednesday. Starting in November, and then we'll also still be doing one show, at least one show here every month. We do thank you for coming out and braving the drunks on the way home. Or maybe you are the drunks on the way home. Be careful out there. I drove a bigger car than usual to do this show tonight, so, because I didn't want to die. It's the intro.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called
Stab.
Stab.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Stab. Welcome. I am your host, John Ross.
Stab.
Here we go. Here's another toy I have. Here we go. Oh, my God. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Are you ready? All right, please welcome to the stage, Alfonso Portella. Danielle Mandela. And Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Yes. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. You'll be hearing a lot of...
That's some impressive two-handed work going on.
Do you like it? I'm filming this show. I'm running all the tech from a computer.
But you're blowing the season four sound effects load.
I am. We've saved all of our sound effects for the end of... That's what makes it the season four finale.
Yeah.
We have a laser. We also have a coin machine. So the coin is representative of the money I owe Brendan Lynch. And all the money we'll be getting tonight from... That's a bomb. All right, guys.
Yeah, keep that one handy.
I don't know if it's going to... I know Jesse told me not to do this before the show, but I don't want to hold... You know, I'll hold it the whole time. I'm going to walk over to you guys while you're doing your things, unless you want to hold it yourself.
Not at all.
You don't want to do that?
Hell no.
All right, well, there goes your paycheck.
Sorry.
Okay. Are you guys ready to play? Good.
Sure.
There we go. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Portella, comma Alfonso. On this date, 2007, the game Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock was released in North America. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did, okay. Please speak into the mic, please.
Please. Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, thank you. Also on this date, 1965, Pope Paul, what is that, the 7th? 6th? Issued a decree absolving the Jews' collective guilt for the crucifixion of Christ. He was able to do that. How did you celebrate the aforementioned in tandem?
Well, actually, like I went to Catholic school as a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember learning about that Pope thing.
Mm-hmm.
I learned it in seventh grade. My seventh grade teacher, Sister Mary Augustine, called it the day the church went soft. I mean, she was tough as nails. She said, she's like, I'm required to tell you not all Jews are to be held responsible for the death of Christ. So if I hear anyone say anything like, the Jews killed Jesus, you will be sent to the principal's office and harsh disciplinary action will be taken. But I would like to add that, yes, those responsible for his death did happen to be Jewish. So if I hear simply, Jews killed Jesus, I'll find that perfectly acceptable. And I took that with me for the rest of my life. I've had plenty of Jewish friends throughout my life, and often I'd look at them and smile and think, while Jews did kill Jesus, this Jew didn't. And I'm glad God's light shines on our friendship. So today I dusted off my old PlayStation 2, popped in Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, and totally shredded through Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, a band fronted by the greatest Jewish frontman of all time, Chaim Vitz, known to most as Gene Simmons. So thanks, Pope Paul VI, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have had such a marvelous day as I did today. So thank you. That's what I did.
Very good, Alfonso Portella. Very good, very good. Danielle Mandela, after Alfonso Portella. Oh. On this date, 1904, the St. Louis Police Department became the first to use fingerprinting. Did you know that?
I didn't.
All right. Also on this date, 1956, Elvis Presley receives a polio vaccination on national TV. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
First of all, I haven't even had fingerprints since... Okay, listen. If you want to know the truth, if you really think that was a polio vaccine that they gave to Elvis, you're crazy. You're nuts. It was scopolamine, okay? Mind control serum. And here's where I have to give them credit. They did it right in front of us. They were hiding in plain sight. It was right on TV. And all that weed that he thought he was smoking, no, that was the devil's breath, okay? So the government, they give it to these charming, dumb celebrities so that they'll commit crimes for them, and then they have no memory of doing it. So yeah, go back and watch Zoolander again, not just a Ben Stiller vanity project. But see, it backfired with Elvis because that was their mistake. The rock and roll had already scrambled his brain too much, and so when they hopped him up on the devil's breath and cut him loose, he didn't know his ass from a fried banana sandwich. So why do you think he shot all those TV sets? Like, the guy actually thought that Robert Goulet lived in his television set and that he was just following orders. So eventually the feds were like, we gotta reel this guy in. He's drawing too much attention. So they give him another hit and they stick some Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds in his earbuds and they send him into Nixon's office. And then suddenly he comes out as a 4-star general in the war on drugs. Fuck that. So as soon as I was tall enough to reach the stove, I turned the burners on full blast and I stuck my fingers into the flames like I was roasting marshmallows. Because I figured if the government was ever gonna use me to finish the job that Elvis couldn't, then at least they couldn't pin it on me later. I had things to do with my life. Except I didn't do it right. And so I'm like all the way down to the bone deep. So now every year on this day, I actually have an annual visit to St. John's Burn Center, which ironically is located in St. Louis.
Very good, Danielle Mandela. For that portion, I give you a... It's a karate chop.
Mortal Kombat?
I don't know. It's just a random one. I don't know.
Random karate.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
On this date... Oh, man, I forgot to... And I forgot to figure out how to pronounce this word. Okay. On this date, 1948, Swiss chemist Paul Mueller is awarded the Nobel Prize in Psychology or Medicine. That's what it said. For his discovery of the properties of DDT. Also on this date, 1978, American Idol Season 1 runner-up Justin Guarini was born. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
So which word did you not look up how to pronounce? Was it physiology since you pronounced it psychology? Or what?
No, it said... No, there was a different word that I just skipped over. I just read this one wrong. This is a illustration.
Justin Guarini?
No, the word that I was trying to pronounce was
Insecticidal?
Insecticidal? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I think so. Maybe. Insecticidal properties
that might
of
be
DDT.
Possible. Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Do you want to try this over?
No.
Okay.
Everybody clearly can retain all of that buildup.
All right. All right.
John, as you know, I myself have been pursuing my own Nobel Prize in physiology. Oh, see, it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Hey,
I
Jesse,
knew I was going to do it.
Here's what you get. There you go. That's what you get every time.
All right. From one. John, as you know, I myself have been pursuing my own Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine ever since hearing such a thing existed this morning. Sure, at one point I'd hoped to find my fame and fortune as America's next top idol, but their disgusting ageism prevents me from even competing. And besides, there have been 51 winners of the Nobel Prize for physiology or medicine. Well, there's only been 15 idols of all of America, so clearly the Nobel would be the easier get anyway. My thesis is simple. I'm attempting to prove the destructive properties of televised talent and competition shows while defining the upper limits of their seemingly infinite mutable combinations. First half of the hypothesis is also the most easily provable. Just ask Mr. Guarini how much of his soul he thinks still resides within his body after the release of From Justin to Kelly. Think you can find him sobbing himself to sleep in the trailer he's currently sharing with the members of Sixpence None the Richer on the outskirts of the Alameda County Fairgrounds. Physiology portion in the bag. Determining the full extent of determining the full extent to which the competition show. Determining the full extent to which the competition show can be stretched and mutated, on the other hand, will be more difficult. Since the debut of American Idol, the number and variety of reality-based talent and competition shows has continued to grow until today. 94% of all shows on network primetime schedules involve either some sort of singing or dancing or Seth MacFarlane of some kind. Just this year alone, we've seen the debut of ABC's America's Got Voice, NBC's So You Think You Can Talent, and over on Fox, I'm a Top Iron Celebrity Ninja Cupcake Runway Boot Camp Nightmare. At this point, one in every six American citizens is currently involved in a quick-fire monster makeup challenge or pretending not to be their employee's boss. And it's my future Nobel Prize winning opinion that this can only end in one mega 3-week crossover event that will change everything on this island forever.
That was This Was Today Once, which brings us to our next segment. First of all, you know, this is the first time we've really put this on, done it live.
Yeah.
And I'm already irritated at the comments. So,
which one of us got the most?
What's that? No, it's just Brendan Lynch being himself. So, thank you, Brendan Lynch.
That sounds about right.
For being yourself. It was weird to criticize a show that you were on where you didn't prepare for 4 years ago, but that's all right. I guess it's okay. Hi, Brendan. All right. This brings us to the next segment called the Trick or Treat Song. Trick or Treat Song. please have followed the Trick or Treat Song format and writing them from your own perspective of the following characters. That didn't make any sense. Follow the format of the Trick or Treat Song, writing three verses from the perspective of the following characters. Alfonso Portela, the Trick or Treat Song from the perspective of a drunk six-year-old.
All three verses in a row?
No, just do one at a time.
Okay. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. My old man likes to beat me. I ran away. I'm drunk and scared. Oh, I need a change of underwear.
Very good. Very good. Danielle, please, the Trick or Treat Song verse from the perspective of a horny 15-year-old.
Mine involves a choice for the audience because you didn't tell me whether it was a horny boy or a horny girl.
That's all up to you.
So what do you guys want to hear? Boy or girl? Boy. It's much easier. Okay. Just the first one?
Yes.
I see boobs over there So that's where I'm going to stare.
Very good. Jesse Jones. Is from the perspective of an insecure underachiever.
Yeah. This didn't quite fit the format that you were going for.
I didn't write mine that way either.
That's all right.
This was a twist.
That's okay. Okay. It's more of a performance piece.
Sure.
But I'll see if I can chop this up into three parts.
Sure.
Insecure underachiever. Just to remind you. This is dumb. And it didn't turn out how I was going for something, and it just, I don't want to do this. You're going to hate it, and theirs are better anyway, so we should just move on. I don't care. You don't care. They don't care. Mine was never going to be as good. Look, what? You know what? Fine. If that's what you want, fine. We'll just do the stupid song. It doesn't even matter. I'll just do it then. Fine. I'll do it then. Fine. But I can tell already you're not good. Okay, fine. All right. Okay. It goes, okay. So imagine like a big string section and the then something with oboes and bassoons. I know they're woodwinds. It doesn't just... So it kicks in like something, 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 and then there goes something else. It's just come back to me.
All right, very good. Yeah, you can clap for him if you want. Go ahead. You're on camera now.
He needs it.
All right, Alfonso, your second verse.
Trick or treat, candy corn. I found a box of booze and porn. I got no costume, so I'm dressed as a kid in need of CPS.
Oh, this is tragic. Very good. Very good.
So young, so tragic.
Danielle.
I see butts over there. Now I need new underwear.
Oh my God, two new underwears.
Two underwears.
Jesse Jones, I know you're not ready.
Trying to write a third one. Okay, it's, okay. And then like the horn section comes in and it's all like, bah, bah, and there's like a smoke machine. And then it's all like this and that, something like before. I know it sounds like Jingle Bells now, and but anyway, it just goes on like that.
Very good, Jesse. We'll just wait till the end. Thank you for the enthusiasm, though. Thank you for clapping. I really mean that. Alfonso, third of three.
Trick or treat, trick or... Oh! Oh! I'm 6 years old. I have such a low tolerance for alcohol.
That's it.
Very good, Alfonso. Danielle.
Boobs and butts. Stare, stare, stare. Something, something sandwiches.
All right, bring it home, Jesse.
You stole like half of my lines. Fine. It's okay. I did this, and this is done. Now, why don't you just leave me alone? Just close the door behind you and leave dinner on the bed. Leave the dinner first. Shut up. I know what I meant. Gosh.
That was the Trick or Treat song. Yes. Yes. This brings us to our third category of the evening, called reorganization. Please take the following acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? in honor of it almost being Halloween, today's acronym is BOO. B-O-O. Alfonso, what does BOO mean to you?
You're hot. You're sweaty. You haven't showered in 4 days. Do you smell that? Me neither. And neither does she. When it seems like no matter what you do, you just can't get yourself to stank, reach for BOO body odor oil. Our signature blend of mud, fermented elk musk, apple cider vinegar, bull testicle zest, strongman taint clippings, and the ashes of a photo of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's bulge will have you smelling like a big bald hobo that bathes in a swamp. BOO will get your bog loaded with babes, guaranteed. If the massive number of insane orgies at Burning Man are any indication, women love a man who reeks. And BOO's powerful fumes let any hungry lady know that there is a virile, muggy, stinky man-beast who doesn't spend his trust fund on soap. To use BOO, simply empty the entire contents of the 40-gallon drum into a 4-foot by 3-foot by 2-foot hole in the ground. Empty the cigarette butt flavor packet into the mixture and dive in. Sleep there for 3 days and emerge when a sexy lady inevitably decides to pull you out of your stink grave and have her way with you. BOO! Body odor oil.
Very good. BOO. Body odor oil. Danielle Mandela, what does BOO mean to you?
Don't worry, it's there. So life can get really, really busy. Like, there's a lot of responsibility in today's world. Like, you have a job, you have to take care of yourself. Self-care is very important these days. You may have family in town that you're trying to entertain. It's a lot. And sometimes you just don't want to deal with it. So that's when you BOO, beer over obligation. Like, say you agreed to write a comedy bit for that night. And you forgot how to count to five, and you forgot this bit was in there. Beer over obligation.
Very good. Very good. Ah. That's why we mix improvisers in here, too.
Good
Very good. Good job. Jesse Jones, bring us home with the BOO.
Do you love breakfast, but hate anybody that looks different than you? Can you never get enough fluffy eggs and savory sausage, but you headed up to here with those good-for-nothing Ferners? Well, come on down to the best narrow-minded brunch get-together you ever done tasted. BOO! Bigotry over omelets. Every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rusty Skillet's Down Home Vittle Bucket, we all get together and fill our intolerant holes with flapjacks drizzled in syrup and hate-dipped jingoism. Flakiest, butteriest biscuits, just like Mama used to make, smothered in good old-fashioned down-home country gravy, made from a recipe passed down to Rusty from his mama, which done come from her mama, which was brought over from what the fuck my great-great-grandmammy Skillet. Way back to some bullshit old world country where people just don't know nothing about how kick-ass America is and want to take our jobs. You know what? Fuck the gravy. Just have the biscuits. Man, fuck that swarthy, syphilis-riddled gravy. Bigotry over omelets at Rusty Skillet's Down Home Vittle Bucket, where we like our biscuits like we like our backs. Dry.
That was reorganization. BOO. Bigotry over omelets. Very good. Very good. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. Congrats, you all have been hired as the tourism director of the following cities. Please make us want to come live there. Your city, Alfonso, was Exorcistoria. Exorcistoria. Your turn.
Please, if you find this, stay away from Exorcistoria. There is no refuge. Stay away. Don't listen to that whiny coward. I can show you dimensions you can only dream of seeing.
Feel the pain of all who you've wronged. I bit off my own fingers. Why me?
What's going on here?
Oh, boss, hey, I was just wreaking horror on this guy.
You idiot. He's recording the commercial for Exorcist Historia. No one is going to come if you keep scaring them off.
Sorry, I thought that's what we did. Possess people and make them eat themselves, inflicting upon them the pain they've caused others in their life.
Yeah, we don't tell the people at home that. We make them think they can come here to find an exorcist and chill, and when they arrive, we possess them and inflict otherworldly pain.
Oh, I see. Isn't that a little dishonest?
You're a hellspawn!
Oh, okay, sorry, boss. And I'm sorry, Barry, I didn't know you were doing something.
It's okay, I understand. You're a demon after all.
Thanks, bud.
I'll take it from here. Come all to Exorcist Historia, a refuge for those possessed and needing help. We've plenty of professionals willing to help with your possessed loved one. We specialize in all demons from the most cunning, such as the famous Pazuzu from the actual Exorcist film.
Oh, I love that guy.
And those less competent.
I said I'm sorry.
We also have a thriving art scene which has all kinds of shows every night of the week.
My band Shredded Chest is playing downtown on Saturday.
Please, not even in Exorcist Historia do people care about your black metal band. Visit Exorcist Historia, a refuge for the demonically challenged. We swear we won't possess you. Plus, we have a pool. For inquiries, please turn a crucifix upside down into a chalice of goat's blood and read aloud John 3:16 backwards by candlelight. Okay, you idiot. Now you may continue to wreak pain.
All right!
That's it.
Very good. Alfonso with Exorcist Historia. Danielle Mandela. Mm-hmm. The name of your township is Body Snatcherton. Body Snatcherton.
Being woke is a drain. It will suck the life out of you if you let it. Here at Body Snatchington, or BSington as the locals call it, we know that all you need is a good night's sleep to make your worries and memories disappear. Step into BSington where all of life's difficulties like stress and free will have been removed. It's the small things that add up over time and make life seem overwhelming. Choices like what to wear or what to listen to on your iPod. That's why we provide every resident with a closet full of standard grade t-shirts and jeans. So that less of your time is spent worrying about what to wear and more time relaxing in our patented nap pods, listening to soothing podcast sounds delivered from our pod people. That is representatives of our people operations department. If you've found yourself laughing throughout this broadcast, you've come to the right place. Laughing is an unnecessary energy exertion, like anxiety or love. Founded in a garage just outside of San Francisco before expanding at the speed of thought, we think different here in BSington. We are free of fear and hate. We have no need for Twitter, khaki pants, or tiki torches. Our comments section has been disabled since 1978. And if that's not enough for you, we also have a dog running around that looks a little bit like Jeff Goldblum. Body Snatchington, it's good. Come, sleep.
Very good. Body Snatcherton. Jesse Jones, bring us home with Howltopia. Howltopia.
Him. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by poorly chosen vacation destinations. Starving, hysterical, naked due to inadequate farm-to-fork dining options, underwhelming local entertainment venues, and a scarcity of high-end but affordable retail shopping and boutiques. Who wound up with rooms next to the ice machine, inside of the ice machine, they became the ice machine, cold, rickety, vibrating, sad, and afraid. Who could not find a cafe with delicious pipe and hot java, piping hot jazz and free piping hot Wi-Fi. Let alone city block after city block lined with coffee stink cafes, flooding the streets with the howls of horns and the wails of souls, and filling the skies with bandwidth unimaginable. Gratis. Who huddled in lines for continental breakfast? The meagerest sustenance, despised yet prized, dry, cold eggs that tasted vaguely of racism. Who sought souvenirs, trinkets, tchotchkes to bring home to those they left behind. A reminder of a time they did not have. One last overpriced insult to the unjust injury of exclusion. Reservations are scarce but imperative. A form of control necessary in this savage time. Free parking? No. Near the bus line? No. Your transportation is your crucible. Parking is not Wi-Fi. Call ahead. If no one answers the phone, then it is impossible for you to know whether you even made that call. If the line is busy, maybe you're already making your reservations and you're trying to catch up with the future out of your control. All rooms have obstructed views. All rooms face out on train lines. All rooms are suffering. Parking is not Wi-Fi.
All right. Altopia. That brings us to our final sexy ending. Our final category here called Write an Erotic Poem About It. Please have written an erotic poem about the following topics. Alfonso, please have written an erotic poem about a funkin. For those of you who don't know what a funkin is, it's a fake foam carvable pumpkin. A funkin.
When we first met, I was sexually starved. So can you really blame me for what I carved? A blank canvas with a world of possibilities. I know you felt it too, you couldn't wait to get your fill of me. But how to go about it? My options were vast. I wanted something new, no repeat in the past. No Kim K's ass, I wanted something functified. Cause the funkin should be funky, cause the funk can get you high. I grabbed a knife and started carving. And what happened next was pure passionate energy, electrified sex. Catch my reflection. I can't believe I'm deep ballin'. A foam pumpkin carved to look like Bootsy Collins.
Very good. A funkin. A funkin.
Funkin.
Bootsy Collins plays funk bass, everybody.
Right.
Oh, you're gonna get upset when nobody understood my fucking howl reference.
All right.
You're stuck on all the eggs and racism.
It's the poem.
Danielle Mandela. Please have written an erotic poem about a single candy corn.
Reclaiming my time. Tough at first, like a kernel of truth, but coated in sugar. Sweetness with a mellow cream. Oh, Henry. Oh, Henry. Oh, no. I don't need your zag nuts, Henry. No sugar daddies in this mixed bag of tricks and treats. Put me to your lips, and I am not what you expect, ever. Yellow, moving deeper to orange. Still thick in the middle, down to the tip, white. Just a little, just at the tip. Just me, myself, and I. I am candy corn. Hear me roar.
Very good. Very good. Jesse Jones in the show with an erotic poem about a floppy bat on an elastic string decoration. A floppy bat on an elastic string decoration.
You can tell the way I'm gawking. The way I peep you when I'm walking. The way I wrangle my costume spangle. That I'm in love with the angle of your dangle. droopy wings of cheapest plastic hanging from stretched out elastic, bobbing there so black and placid, my costume tinted, no longer flaccid. You might not be a scary ghost, but you still make me moan. And even though you're not a skeleton, don't mean we can't still bone. Next to you, all else pales. To my knees you bring me, my exotic fall fixation. And if all else fails, I've still got your stringy autoerotic asphyxiation.
Very good. That was Stab. Let's hear it for your contestants one more time. Alfonso Portella, Danielle Mandela, and Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. If you guys would like to hear more Stab, please go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being Stab for Gold. Stab, the number 4gold.com. Check us out on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Thank you guys for coming out. Give yourselves a hand. Oh, yes. You stayed longer than the Facebook crowd did. Thank you very much. And good night. Thank you.